The question is, do you ever work with the quote-unquote thin line between sleep and waking, dreaming and lucidity? It seems like a powerful or useful fulcrum. Yes, I haven't really been put that much effort into it in past years, but previous times I've done a lot of work with around that. Yeah, sleep and waking, dreaming and lucidity, really trying to keep the mindfulness going through, whether one is, you know, say, fully awake or even when one is sleeping, resting, putting a lot of attention and trying to keep that continuity of clarity and attention throughout. And there's different ways that one can be doing that, you know, certainly with just establishing a very clear posture when one goes to sleep. The Buddha actually prescribes that sense of lying on one's right hand side and establishing mindfulness, and then making a clear determination to try to sustain mindfulness through one's period of sleep. So I really worked with that a lot. It's a useful, you realize as you investigate it more and more, sometimes you see how sleep can be it's just a wonderful opportunity for just annihilation for at least a period of time. And you say, oh, wow. And then you keep bringing mindfulness to that even. And you realize, oh, there's a brightness of mind that can carry through all the aspects of one's life.